have or a struggle that single mothers struggle with, because they can't really take care of themselves and they forget about me time, and because they don't have time to take care of themselves, because they all have stuff to do to gain some money, to raise their kids, and to have a social life as well. So it's a lot of pressures, and that's a big thing that's in our society, because everybody is expecting that you have a husband or a wife at a certain age. But for some people, it's not the solution. And for some people, it doesn't work out. And some people forget about it. And also, many people can't imagine how hard it is to be a single mother, to take care of your money, and to not forget about yourself. And that's what I think many women or persons that identify as a woman have to struggle with, and it's a huge problem in our society, and that they're leaving it out. So that's what I wanted to talk about it here shortly, because this is a group that many people leave out, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I think also people who get divorced in their middle ages, so people who have to sort of start their life over, mm-hmm. we still feel divorce is an option, because we could opt out from a relationship that we don't feel comfortable or that does not meet our need any longer. But I guess it comes with a lot of working on yourself. You have to be, again, okay with the decision that you have to take, and stay strong on the decision that you have taken, and strive ahead. And I feel sometimes relationships could be helpful, is that it provides a sort of external validation. So it's good to have, someone you wake up to and who says, oh, you look beautiful, or you are such a great human. So I think validation is also one part of the relationship that keeps us craving for it. And we want someone to be there when we have good experiences. We have someone who we can lean upon when we have difficult situations, and also when we have many responsibilities. So I feel but this should also go beyond the romantic relationships. I feel friends or your other social relations are also very important means. So not just depending on one person to cover all your needs or be your side all the time. I think it's good to build a circle of friends first of all, and mm-hmm. then reach out to them if you have any questions or you are struggling with something. I think that is the strongest bond of all, and that is the beginning of a good relationship, if it were to be. Yeah,
and I think it's also hard for someone that leaves out of a very long relationship. So if you were with a person for such a long time, I think it's really hard to do things on your own, because you always had your partner on your side, and you never did anything alone, you depended on the person. And for some people, the person makes their day or makes their happiness, but that shouldn't be the case, because you never know what's going to happen and how people change. So that's what I learned from my past relationships, that you shouldn't depend on a person, and you shouldn't make your happiness all about one person, because then you will get hurt all the time. And I can only talk about my experience, but that's what I experienced, and it's not healthy at all. And now I see it in a positive way, because it helped me to focus on myself and to love myself. But in these relationships, you don't have a chance to really love yourself and to really focus on yourself, because all what you do is focus on the other person. So what I learned from these relationships is that not only from relationships, romantic relationships, but also from platonic relationships, that you have to first love yourself and then you can love others. That's what I learned. So you have to be okay with yourself and what you're doing and how you look, and then you can start over and start new friendship and new relationships. So actually, not only romantic relationships helped me to be that person that I am today, but also I learned so much from my relationships with my friends, because it's also a kind of a relationship, and sometimes you don't need romantic relationships to learn from a relationship. So that's what I can give you as a little takeaway here.
And also, like, I feel like building on your point of like having platonic relationships is, or friendships, is that it's good because these relationships and the social circles that you make help you know what you want to do in life. So they also like shape your aim, your goal. Because like for a person like me who is always like oriented towards doing this thing after this, like I'm going to do this after that. And I feel like people around you, they really like make you stop sometimes and like think and rethink as to what you're doing. Is it the right thing? So they also like shape your lives in ways that they don't even know. So I think like having people around you is the best. I think it's a human thing. So I guess searching inside and outside at the same time. So being reflexive of your own actions, of your own dreams and what you want, your expectations, but also like being connected with people outside. Because when we like, as you said, when we like disconnect from one person, we just like the whole world like comes crashing on us. And we're like, oh, what did I do wrong? Where did it went wrong? You know, all these things. So you like start questioning yourself. But I think at that point, it's very important to reach out to your social circle and reiterate and refine yourself and like maybe perhaps start over. And like that is a really, really powerful thing that we as humans can do. We could like start over from scratch. All the time we do that and we have this potential. So I feel like being content in what you're doing and what's your journey is very, very important too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And also what I can say, or what I can to refer back to the podcast a little bit. So the psychologist said that marriage only, or relationships only, not relationships, but marriage, make us 1% happier than we were before. So it's a study that said that we are only 1% happier than before marrying a person. And you don't have to marry someone, or you don't have to be with someone to be happy. That's what I can say. And also, yeah, try to also coping is a normal way. So if you're just out of a relationship and you don't know what to do with yourself, self-regret is totally normal. We all went through that. And coping is important. So yeah, just, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to cry about a person. It's okay to be angry with a person. And yeah, just let your emotions out and don't just keep it to yourself, because that makes you... Yeah, it's unhealthy for you to just keep it to yourself. Talk with someone about it, or just, I don't know, scream into your pillow if you need it. So just let it out, because otherwise it's unhealthy for your soul. And yeah, try to be okay with yourself and to enjoy your own company. That's what I can say also here. I started here, when I came here, I was on my own, and I started to enjoy my own company so much. And before that, I just felt alone when my friends had no time and I didn't know what to do. I just stayed home and was a little bit sad about it. But now I love to do like self trips and to do something for myself, to take myself out of like to dinner and to, I don't know, read a book in a cafe and buy myself a coffee. And I enjoy my own company really much. And that's really important. Yeah, if you want to start over, I guess.
Yeah, that is a very, very helpful tip. And that is what I also do. Because, like, I think in the world that we are living in, it's very hard to find friends who are, like, very free. Mm-hmm. So, like, you have to, like, take yourself out from your comfort zone. But, yeah, I try to, like, experiment and go places on my own. And, you know, just being good and enjoy your own company is very, very important to you. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to add there, like, since we're talking about being single and being happy, is maybe picking a hobby, or maybe picking like something, like a pastime that could be, you know, turned into some monetary something down the line. So if you like enjoy social media, maybe posting something on YouTube and like starting over, because I think content generation in like social media does pay a lot down the road. And it's a very good self-expression. You can like post things, and but I think there's also like a detrimental effect to this, because like then you mm-hmm. judge yourself through that. But that's more what we are doing. We are just want to like share our views and things out on the platform, and maybe journaling is your hobby, maybe hiking is your hobby, or like you want to like travel places and connecting with nature is yours. So maybe doing something, and yeah, just doing something, I feel like, is a very good coping mechanism too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then do what you enjoy. So I like going to cafes and read my books, and that's what helped me to enjoy my own company, because sometimes I just need my own space and to recap a little bit, to breathe a little bit, because sometimes we're doing so many things and we have the pressure, or it's also called FOMO, so fear of missing out, and I had it a lot actually. But now I'm just, yeah, I'm living my life in Canada. My friends are all in Germany. Now I have my friends here. But I'm also living my own personal life without depending on someone or someone's happiness. And it's a really good feeling, actually, to just be on your own. And, yeah, to enjoy your own company, because that's so, so important. So do what you love to do, even if it's just staying in bed and watching or binging Netflix, that's totally fine. Or if you like to cook, then cook something. Or, yeah, do something for yourself. Take yourself on a date and get out of your comfort zone. That's all what I can say. It's a hard step to do that. I know that. And I can only talk about my own experience, because I remember, like, I had a struggle to talk to strangers, just, I don't know, about some things. So when I came here, actually, I forced myself to do street interviews because it was so out of my comfort zone. I was like, okay, I'm working at the radio, you have to talk to strangers. And the first interview, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. But it ended up being really good, and I talked to so many nice people, and it actually showed me that I have to go out of my comfort zone to experience new stuff, and that I don't have to be anxious about people don't liking me, or yeah, people are mean to me, because most of the people are not, and you only can experience new stuff if you go out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely. And I think comfort zone's definition is also very different for mm-hmm. different people, because like for me, it would be the opposite. Like, I love to talk and I love to socialize. So, like, I'm a social animal. So I just love to, you know, make friends and like talk to everyone. I'm such an extrovert. And also, like, talking to strangers is not like as anxious for me. But I think reading books is like, I cannot read. Like, oh. I don't have the patience to like finish the book. So mm-hmm. I would love to hear more about your book recommendations, because mm-hmm. like, and I do this with all the friends. I'm like, tell me a book that you really liked, and then I will take that and I will not read it. So we'll see. We'll see when I will change. mm-hmm. But is there something in specific, or like in particular, like if you were to like get one takeaway from, you know, your experiences as to answering the question that is how to be happy when single, what would that be?
That's a good question, because actually I thought about it a lot, and I'm not happy all the time, and sometimes I'm feeling lonely, and maybe sometimes it helps to get out of your environment. So your normal environment, also I would say for many people your environment is your comfort zone, because you spend so much time in that. And yeah, my environment would be Germany, or my city in Germany. So I'm from Germany, I'm an intern here at CJSF, and it helped so much to get out of my comfort zone, out of my environment, and coming here to Canada was the best decision ever, because I met myself from a whole different perspective, and I discovered how friendship could look like in different countries, because I think you have different relationships to the people here, and it's much more intense, because you know you only have a short period of time you can spend with each other, and people stick together. And yeah, that's all what I can recommend. Get out of your environment. You don't have to travel somewhere else, but just, I don't know, go on a hike for one day, or travel to another city for a weekend. Just get out of your environment for some days. I'm out of my environment for 6 months, so I really needed that, and it actually helped me to reflect things and to look differently on things. And that's what I can really recommend. Just get out of your comfort zone, get out of your environment, and try to start over. I have a whole different lifestyle here now, and it made me so happy. And actually, it showed me what I really want in life and what I really need and who's healthy for me and who's not healthy for me. So with my friends, like, not everybody, I now realize that not everybody is healthy for me, actually, because I had some struggle with some of my friends, and now I can say, okay, these are my friends and these are not my friends. So it actually really helped me. So that's what I can highly recommend: get out of your environment.
And I think that is also something that takes time. So you don't have to be too hard on yourself and think that you just like need to do right now. Because I think a lot of households don't give this freedom of expressions in some places. So it's not easy for all of us to like step out of our comfort zone. It's just not the mental barrier, like our personal barrier that we are breaking, but we are breaking a generational barrier, which is like reaching out, which is accessing maybe mental health support, maybe socializing. Because like in some societies and some communities that I'm aware of, this is not very normal that, you know, you have your own life and you just like be your own individual. That is not seen as very healthy in some societies. But I think here, or like, if you try, it takes time and it takes strength and courage in you. So you have to like believe in yourself and then, you know, strike hard. Slowly, gradually, you will definitely reach there. Don't worry about it. Like, it is hardest to start, but when you start, it will be easy as you go. And I think that is also very important, because like as women, as a lot of social pressure on us all the time, that you have to act this way, you have to do certain things, and you have to conform to these certain social norms that, you know, you have to be more polite than the man in the relationship, or he's the one who is taking the lead, and so on. I think it's time, like in 21st century, it's time to break those things, break those stereotypes, and like start over and like just be yourself, be independent, which means financial independence also, and also means that you should be again very comfortable in your own body and in your own company. And this also, I think, brings us to the International Women's Day that I want to talk about a bit more, because I think SFU is doing quite a lot related to this day, and there are some resources which we can like share in our episode description. But I think two events that really stood out for me when I was looking at this list was the Wiki Edit event, which is happening in SFU Venture Labs. So this is based on the idea that only 17% of Wikipedia pages are about women. Why? Like, what is this? This is so not okay. When we talk about equality, I think it is also about equality of opportunity and representation. So I think Wikipedia is one of the sources that we are like, okay, I don't know what this means, so I'm just gonna like Google, and Wikipedia is the first thing that comes up. So if there are not as many pages about women on Wikipedia, I don't know if we can get this free and open access to all the information in the world. It is skewed towards a hegemony. So I feel like this is this event will be, I think it is in the SFU Vancouver campus, and then we'll have people get together, and they will be adding some women leaders into the Wikipedia pages. So that's what is happening on March 6th. And there is another event that is happening for women in computing science, because I feel like in STEM, like in science and technology in general and engineering, there's a lot of discrepancy in how women and men enroll and what sort of careers they pursue. So I think this event is going to recognize and have a panel discussion on stories from women in tech community and how they're making changes towards the community. And this is happening on March 8th. And you can find all this information on the SFU website, which is called Happy International Women's Day, and under their EDI initiative, which is Equality, Diversity, and Inclusion. But yeah, what sort of things would you like to see coming up on IWD?
I would like to join the march, actually. So also the SFU march as well on Sunday, if I have the time. Hopefully I have. And also on Wednesday, I would like to talk a little bit about International Women's Day again. So it's actually next episode of Intravenous, so next Wednesday from 10 to 11. And I would like to go a little bit deeper into it and talk a little bit about the history. And I would like to share a little bit about it. And yeah, maybe also just coming up with an idea, like how it feels to be a woman and how we can be more powerful and how we can spread our power to the people. And yeah, that's what I would like to see, and also like to mm-hmm. join the events that are happening at SFU campus. And yeah, that's what I would like to join. So not only the march, but also the events. I think probably I have to look it up, but at the Women's Center here at SFU campus, they will definitely do something, I'm sure. And I'm really excited for that. So yeah, that's all what I can say. And again, if you wanna talk, I can also highly recommend the Women's Center. So if you have any needs or concern, you can always come to them. And if you want to check them out, you can also go on our website, cgsf.ca, and it's all in our episode's description. So check that out.
Mm-hmm. And also they have a lot of like other support as well. So if you need mm-hmm. any menstruational help and they're located in the sub building, which is yep. very accessible too. Also, when we're talking about Women's Day, I think it is also important to think about intersectionality and think about not gender as only like a specific thing, but also think about how gender and these other spectrums like race and classism is sort of integrated in there. So when we think about equality, we also need to think about equality, not only of women, but women of color, and see how that relates. And I was on the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women March mm-hmm. last month. Now it's because it's March. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So I felt that there was lack of representation I would like to see, and there was like less involvement I would love to see, because there were very less speakers and there was very less voice that was given to them. It is such an important issue, and I want that more people tune into that, and I see more events happening on that too. So yeah, I know mm-hmm. Vivian wants to play one song yeah. and one part of the podcast that she recommended. Mm-hmm. So we'll hear the part of the podcast first, and yep. then one last song, and then we'll say goodbye to you guys.
Yeah, and I can only say thank you so much for listening. I mean, it's not the goodbye part here, but thank you so much for listening, and take your time. You're heard and you're loved. That's all what I can say here to end this discussion.
Yeah, and also you can come here and volunteer and talk as I'm talking, if mm-hmm. talking is your antidote, so yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to play, you know, a part of the Call Her Daddy episode to How to Be Single and Happy. Please enjoy.
One, I feel like, believes at some point in their life that when they find a partner, they will be happier, they will be fulfilled. From your experience seeing clients, do you find this to be true?
I really don't. I think having a partner can prevent you from going down these endless spirals of wondering what's wrong with you and what you like could do better. But we can get there without having a partner. Again, you know, on average, marriage increases happiness by 1%. We know the things that make us happy, mm-hmm. the things that make us happy are staying present in the moment, having a life that aligns with your purpose, positive activities, a community, being a giving person. You can do all of that without that. And some people worry that if they get too happy, they're not gonna feel driven to find someone, but I've never seen that to be true either. It's actually, the research shows that the happier you are, the more likely you are to partner. And the reason you should work on your happiness is not to partner, but because you deserve that. And my biggest hope is like, if we could somehow convince you that you're gonna meet someone and you're worthy and deserving, how would you live your life right now? I think a lot of people are unhappy when they're looking for a relationship because they put the things that they love about their life on hold they to think like, oh, I shouldn't pursue this career. I think it's, I'm going to be too busy. I won't have time to like focus on meeting someone. Or they are constantly nitpicking at what they think are their perceived problems. But if we could really work on, what would you do if you were in a happy relationship? How would that change how you relate to yourself and your life? Can you start doing more of that now? And I am all about finding love, but I'm also all about you deserving happiness and peace right now.
I love that so much. I wish I could clip that. I guess I can, and it's my podcast, but I wish I could clip that and put it everywhere for everyone, because you just made me realize that it's like the happier you are when you're single, you are going to be the absolute best version of yourself whenever you then get into a relationship. But trying to find a relationship, it's like, wait, first, how are you? Are you good with yourself? Are you thriving in your life? That's usually when the healthiest relationships come, because you know yourself, you know what you want, you know your worth, and you know what is a non-negotiable for you, because you're so good with yourself that you're not going to be willing to let someone come in and ruin your space that you've so beautifully created. I guess my last question is to someone listening right now that is single and is like, you know what, Dr. Tates, I love it all, but I really have just been feeling a little down, a little discouraged. What could you leave all the single ladies out there with today to hopefully make them feel a little bit more hopeful and a little better?
Yeah, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's understandable to feel a little down. It's okay. Some feeling of a little down is what keeps you swiping and what keeps you trying to go in apps. That being said, if you were going to like draw a picture of like, you know, a pie chart and make a pie chart of your life and all of the things that matter to you, whether it's, you know, it will include probably health, hobbies, friends, career, so many things. And so we need to remember that if like the romantic relationship department in your life pie chart is not going the way you want it to go, there's still so much else going for you. And people get really like committed to believing that the best predictor of the future is the past, and that's just not the case when it comes to looking for love. So if you are having a hard time with your relationship status, this is a really hard time to be single. There's such bad behavior on apps. Please, anyone listening, if you are not behaving well on dating apps, please do better. Like, treat the person that you're with like you would want someone to treat your future child. I mean, that's really the least we can do. So again, like, I want to give you a big hug that your feelings make sense, but also like, I want to give you a big like high five that you can have a lot of the things that you want right now.
I can't thank you enough for coming on. I absolutely am going to put...
So that was the part of the podcast. And if I were to take just one thing before we say our goodbyes, mm-hmm. is that if you are like happy when you are single, you would be absolutely the best when you're in a relationship. I think mm-hmm. that is such a good thing to say. And yeah, it's never too late to learn. So yeah.
Yeah, and we give you a big hug. You are loved. And yeah, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And we hope you will enjoy the last song. Sorry. Then I have a problem today with talking. Enjoy the last song for today. It's Claudel with Burning Tears. I love her so much. She is from Quebec and very talented. Yeah.
Okay, and thank you so much for listening, and I hope you guys join the march. And yeah, see you next week, and the next show coming up is called Democracy Now. Yes, let's go with the song.
You still try to fly. Yeah, I knew you'd drift away, cause you knew what you wanted. I had to deal anyway. You had your plan in the long run. Yeah, I knew you'd drift away, cause you knew what you wanted. I had to deal anyway. You had your plan in the long run. Waiting for you in silence, digging along your presence. Not a single word, not a single tear. My will made you different. Trying to get away before. you wreck it. Sorry, cheating, I know you've been sipping. I've been doing my best, don't let me sink in.